On digital and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Hello, good morning. It's 6 o'clock. This is Weekend Breakfast on 5 Live. Phil Williams and Anna Foster with you till 8.30. Good morning. It is Weekend Breakfast here on 5 Live. The Syrian government has condemned a decision by the Arab League to suspend its monitoring mission in Syria. A delegation from the Arab League is preparing to leave for New York to press for the United Nations to become involved in the crisis. It says it's pulling out of Syria because of an upsurge in violence. Well, Saka al-Mahdi is a British Arab journalist. Good morning.
Good morning, Anna.
Was this always doomed to failure, do you think, the Arab League monitoring mission?
It really did look like that, didn't it? I mean, this is an admission that the Arab League has failed in its mission in Syria. They failed to set out what they wanted to do. They even failed to agree amongst themselves. There have been walkouts from the very beginning. They've been mired in controversy. The opposition always had, you know, had their guns out for this Arab League mission. They pointed out right from the very beginning that General Dabi, the Sudanese guy who was leading this mission in Syria, was an alleged war criminal in Sudan. The opposition would be not satisfied with anything less than regime collapse, and they really weren't satisfied with this mission that was going into Syria really to kind of make sure that a peace plan had been implemented and that the Syrian regime had pulled its tanks out of the cities and that everything was calm and that the Syrian government was able to retain power. So it always seemed that the international community and the exiled Syrian opposition wanted this mission to fail, and it has failed in dramatic fashion.
Part of the difficulty here is the lack of appetite, really, for Western involvement in Syria.
Absolutely. I mean, well, the main reason is that there seems to be no oil, or very, very little oil, and no way to pay the West back for any kind of military intervention. Also, Syria is an incredibly complex country. It's not a regime against the people as it was in Libya, as it was in Egypt and Yemen. There is still a significant minority, a minority all the same, but a minority that is still standing by the president. And so it has the potential to develop into a civil war. And it's interesting that the West, many of the Western leaders, are still refusing to refer to this conflict as a civil war, because that would really put the onus on them to take some kind of action. But, you know, I mean, we can't lose sight of the fact that this is a government that's gunning down its own people in large numbers. But in increasing numbers, members of the opposition are taking up arms. Small numbers of army soldiers are defecting and starting to fight the regime with its own weapons. And so there is this fight back, and there is a significant minority that's still backing the president. So it does have a potential to form into some kind of civil war. And it seems like that's something the West really doesn't have any appetite to get involved in.
Less pressing, but interesting all the less. What next for the Arab League? Because this has been disastrous for them.
It has, hasn't it? Because the Arab League really went in to make sure the peace plan was being implemented. That meant, you know, an end of the violence. The political prisoners had to be released, and the army had to be pulled back from the cities. None of that had happened. In fact, in the first week, dozens of people were being killed, and it seemed that the Arab League was there on a mission to whitewash what the Syrian government was doing. I mean, the Arab League's never really been taken seriously. It's never been taken seriously by the West. It's certainly never been taken seriously by the Arab people. This mission's been discredited from the very beginning, and now this kind of tug of war that's going on within the Arab League, where you've got the Gulf states acting as the hawks and trying to push this to an international level and possibly get some kind of military intervention. And then you've got the doves on the Egyptian side and the Algerian side, which are trying to pull these states back. So, I mean, the Arab League's tearing itself apart. It has no respect on the Arab street, and it seems that, you know, it's failed in a very basic mission.
Interesting to talk to you. Thank you, Saka al-Mahdi there, British Arab journalist. It's 11 minutes past 6 now.